At the Wyffels Hybrids Corn Strategies, I am visiting with Chip Floyd, pro farmer. And Chip, you are on stage here tonight along with the rest of the crew doing this U.S. Farm Report. You had some words of wisdom, some outlook to provide. What's the message you had for the crowd here tonight?
Well, we started off, John wanted to talk about crop conditions and the impact on the markets. The way that the market uses that information from USDA has changed a lot over the last few years with the hedge funds coming into the market and so on. Those guys that wouldn't know a cornfield if they walked into one will take those crop condition ratings, they plug them into a model, and that model basically tells them whether they should be buying or selling. So now that we're into a time period where we've seen the biggest one-week decline in corn crop condition ratings in 3 years, of course, it triggered all the buys. We're probably going to see the crop conditions decline again in next Monday's report. Should initiate another round of that fund buying. But you know, the one thing that I think is very important to realize is that yes, we're here in the middle of July, but weather might not be the most important factor. It could be Greek debt. It could be what's going on in Spain and Portugal, Ireland, Italy. Whatever they decide to watch that one day is going to be the most important factor in the corn market that day. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the soybean market tonight. And, yeah, the soybean fundamentals are price friendly. There's no question about it. It's not like we're weighed down by a pile of beans, but this is a corn market. We are in a corn economy. Watch corn. It's calling the shots for the whole grain complex.
I know you've been talking with some of these growers here. What do you think they most want to know right now?
Of course, the number one thing that they want to know is when the market's going to top. They're not asking a price. I think everybody realizes that in a market like this, you can't predict a price. They're looking more for timing. And in a market like this, it's very, very difficult to call price and very difficult to call timing. The most important thing that we're focused on at Pro Farmer is let's understand just how much money we got in this crop per acre. And if you can put a 15, 20, 25, 30, 35% return in your pocket, for criminy's sake, sell something. Sell something. We're at 50% sold right now. We've got 25% re-owned in some 750Ds calls. We're feeling pretty good going into this summer weather.
Last question. It was brought up tonight. With all the pressure we got politically in Washington on ethanol right now, yeah. The E word that is not only the tax credit, but also the mandate through the RFS. Just your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's all about timing. If we get through, if we get into the end of the growing season and we start to harvest this corn crop and it's not good, and we kind of go through what we did a year ago where the August crop estimate in September's lower, October's lower, November's lower. If we get into that situation, we've got to really keep a close eye on what's going to happen with the usage mandate. Keep a close eye on Governor Rick Perry out of Texas. He's the one that requested the waiver before. The Texas cattlemen will get on him. And if they really put enough pressure, all they got to do is walk in and say, "Hey, Rick, let's get rid of this waiver," and he'll request another waiver from the usage mandate. That's done on a state by state basis too. We can't forget that every state, if they want a waiver, has to put in the request for it.
Right. Words of wisdom from Chip Flory here at the Wyffels Hybrids Corn Strategies. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.